So the first reading is from 2 Timothy 1, starting at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I am reminded you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. And the second reading is from Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Or would he rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.
Let us pray together. Eternal God, as we have heard your word read, so we pray that you would now guide us in our thoughts. Help us to hear what you are saying to each of us, and help us to respond to your word appropriately through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The African impala is a small deer-like creature. It's a beautiful animal, and it can jump to a distance of 30 feet and a height of about 10 feet. But you can keep it within an enclosure behind a wall of no higher than 3 feet. And the reason that you can do that is simple. The African impala will not jump unless it knows where its feet are going to land. Faith is the ability to trust what we cannot see. As I was reading the lectionary passage for today, the initial question that came to my mind as I read again these words in Luke 17 was, how much faith is enough faith? How much faith is enough faith? I know that for so many of us, as followers of Jesus, we compare ourselves to others. We look at others and we think to ourselves, my goodness, they're just fantastic. They're really committed. They're strong in their faith. They're unwavering. They're completely confident in the Lord. And yet I feel that I doubt an awful lot. My confidence is shaken. And we compare ourselves to others. We end up having what we might term disciples' guilt. We lament that we don't seem to have the same depth of faith that others seem to have. If this is how you ever feel, then you are in good company, because that seems to be how the disciples felt. They had been observing Jesus teaching and preaching and healing. They had seen him in his ministry, and they ask this question, show us how to increase our faith. In the verses at the beginning of chapter 17, Jesus has been talking about sin and forgiveness. And it's in that context that they ask the question, show us how to increase our faith, to which Jesus gives us this answer that we've reflected on already. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, then that's enough. We know that the mustard seed was one of the smallest seeds in Jesus' day, so obviously he was using it to make his point. And his point was simply this, I believe. The issue isn't so much how big is your faith, than how big is your God. Let me say that again. The issue isn't so much how big is your faith, than how big is your God. You don't have to have all the answers to life's questions. You don't always have to feel strong in your faith. Faith is enough when you simply trust God enough that God is good and God is faithful and God will carry out all that he has promised. Do you remember the occasion? It's recorded in Mark chapter 9 where Jesus heals a boy who's possessed by a demon. The boy's father comes to Jesus and says, have mercy on us and help us if you can. And Jesus replies, what do you mean, if I can? And then we hear those lovely words from the Father. I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. The Father demonstrated that his little, perhaps weak faith was enough. Each of us move along the spectrum of faith, we might call it. At one time or another, our faith is maybe stronger than at other times when we feel less confident. But having a childlike faith is always more than enough. Let me remind you of that reading from 2 Timothy where Paul writes to his young apprentice, his associate. And he reminds him of his background, how his mother and grandmother were the early Gentile converts, and how Timothy learnt the Christian faith from his mother and grandmother. And Paul encourages Timothy to hold on to the basis, the kernel, the seed of his faith. Karl Barth was one of the most well-known, educated, theological and biblical scholars of the 20th century. A highly intelligent man. He was once asked the question by someone after he'd given a lecture, Professor Barth, sum up in one sentence what the Christian faith is to you. This is an apocryphal story. There's various versions of it. But he said these words, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. He could have rattled off some great theological, biblical discourse, but in the end, that was the seed, the little seed of his faith that had grown and blossomed. But Jesus continues with his illustration. He says, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. So how does a mustard seed relate to a mulberry tree with Jesus? Well, in the mustard seed, Jesus had told them that they already have enough faith. He was telling them that it doesn't require a great deal of faith to do the impossible. And to describe the impossible, Jesus uses the illustration of a mulberry tree. It's similar to a sycamore tree, one that Zacchaeus went up to see Jesus. So just as the mustard seed was something very small, a mulberry tree symbolizes that which is about unforgiveness and bitterness. And something to note about a mulberry tree is that its roots are so deep and tangled. It is so difficult to get the roots up. You know when you're like, when you're gardening and you're trying to get to the root of the tree up or the bush up? Well, that's what is so difficult with a mulberry tree. You can't do that easily. But Jesus is saying, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, if it was so small, you could still do this incredible thing. And he's talking in the context of offering forgiveness when it seems impossible. Clearly, on this journey of discipleship with Jesus, it is hoped and expected that we deepen our faith in and our love for God in Christ. But here's the thing. He doesn't require us to have a certain level of faith before God will act. It isn't about how big is your faith, but about how big is your God. If we possess a mustard seed size of faith, enough to take a step, even if it is a tiny step, God reaches across the chasm of doubt and fear and ministers to us. I've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. In pastoral ministry, I find that sometimes we need to hold faith for those who have lost it or who feel that their faith is weak. But even when I offer to pray or someone invites me to pray for them, that in and of itself is a declaration that their faith is still there, albeit the size of a mustard seed. Let me bring this to a close. As recent as a couple of weeks ago, scientists discovered two new planets larger than our Earth, 100 million light years away. What went through my head as I heard that report was, how vast is this universe that scientists are still making such discoveries about new planets, bigger than our Earth? They're not small and significant planets. And this God, who is so magnificent, so big, so vast that he has created the whole universe. This God who loves us because we're made in his image. This God who cares about this world in which we live. This God who has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. This God who has sacrificed himself and given us new life in Jesus. This God who brings hope to each one of us. This God who is so big is the God we bow in adoration and in worship. So when we're feeling that our faith is small, that our faith is perhaps not sufficient enough, may we then learn and remember the lesson of the mustard seed, that it's not a matter of how big or deep our faith is, but it's how big God is. Let's pray together. Lord, you know everything about us, and you know there are times when we feel stronger and more confident in our faith, and there are times when our faith is somewhat shaken. But Lord, you are the same, and you have all authority in heaven and on earth. You have created the whole universe, the vastness of it. You are awesome. And we thank you that you've given us this encouragement that however strong or however weak our faith is, you are the one who acts. You are the one who ministers. Whether that be to offer forgiveness and reconciliation, or to be able to see how you are at work in the world. So Lord, like the disciples, our prayer too is show us how to increase our faith. May your Holy Spirit work within each of us, we pray. And all for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.